This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Labor Day weekend, my friend.
Yeah.
You completely forgot that Monday was Labor Day, didn't you?
Is it already?
Yeah.
Sorry, I've been drinking all week.
That doesn't surprise me. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt-94.9, supported by Senior Grubbies, now with two locations, their original location in Carlsbad Village, and now the new spot up in Oceanside. Find them online at eatgrubbies.com. It's Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego Indie Beer Evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright, and then our guest of honor tonight. I feel like it has been a decade since we've had Paul in the studio.
How long has it been?
It's been way too damn long.
It's good to be back.
And you have been absolutely killing it with the beers coming out of Carl Strauss lately.
Thank you, brother.
Then there's so much going on with the Carl Strauss name, and I see you brought Chad with you.
Chad brought me with him.
You told me I had to drive.
We've had several breweries on over the last couple of months, and every single one of them has sang the songs of how amazing Carl Strauss distribution is. So not only are you guys making great beer, but you're also promoting and introducing great beer to the rest of the world.
We're trying to be good neighbors.
We're trying to do it the right way, the way craft should be.
We have so much to talk about tonight.
Yeah.
Let's just get into drinking because, I mean, it is that time of year. I actually had my first Oktoberfest beer over this last weekend, and I went, oh, it's that time again. And you started off the program tonight with Carl Strauss Oktoberfest.
Yeah, this is a beer we've been doing since the get-go, man, since the start. I mean, we had a German brewmaster we had to do Oktoberfest.
Named Carl Strauss, I believe.
Wasn't his name Carl Strauss?
Yeah, best beer you've ever tasted, or my name isn't
Carl Strauss.
Ken knows it.
That was my boss for the first 6 or 7 years, man. He was a generous teacher. He was a really nice dude.
How much of this recipe is the same as when you first brewed with Carl?
So when I first started there, we were doing a blonde Bavarian Oktoberfest.
Ah.
I mean, that was 20 years ago now. The feeling at the time was that that's where Oktoberfests were going, sort of more into a Pilsner style of beer. I don't know. We did it for 3 or 4 years, and I was still seeing sort of this amberish colored, sort of malty, slightly sweet, bready beer out in the market, especially with a lot of the German imports. And so I went to Carl and I said, hey, Carl, I think we should go back to making Oktoberfest the way it was. I think this Pilsner-esque thing is really kind of fading. And Carl then ordered our then QC manager, Graciela, to go out and assemble as many different commercial examples as she could. And she did. And she tested color and bitterness and everything on them. And she reported back to Carl. And of course,
you were right.
Yeah, I was right. And then we switched back to the original formulation, which was what we've stuck with.
Yeah, just nice, malty, smooth.
You could drink it. Bready, slightly toasty. It's got a firm malt background.
Graham crackers.
I like a graham crackery amber anyways. And when you guys come out with this, I drink way too much of it, and I'm not ashamed to say this is probably one of my favorite Oktoberfests.
Oh, thanks, man. I look forward to this time of year.
Me too.
Osopfest!
Yeah. Well, you know, with all the good feelings that we have pouring out this Oktoberfest, I think we need a good feeling sing-along song.
So, oh, yeah,
you know what?
Play it, brother!
We're going to do some Sweet Caroline!
Yeah!
Yeah! October!
Can we dance in here?
Absolutely.
All right.
I swear, the wealth of knowledge sitting here talking to Paul.
There's nothing he doesn't know.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt-94.9, drinking with Paul and Chad from Carl Strauss Brewing Company. It just finished off their Oktoberfest. Here's another beer that I was very interested in when I saw the release of it, because I consider Carl Strauss an epic, classic San Diego, West Coast-style brewery. And when I saw that you guys teamed up with Russian River, it was like the two most epic breweries in the history of man have come together to buck the trend right now, which is hazy IPAs, and come out with the new California IPA.
Russian River has roots in San Diego as well. Vinny Solerzo started out in Temecula. His family owned a winery there. He started homebrewing there and then opened up Blind Pig, which was a brew pub in Temecula years ago. And then he moved up to NorCal. So, you know, everybody knows Vinny. He's such a good guy. Him and Natalie are excellent people. We love them a lot. And we've been friends with them forever because of, I think, of the San Diego roots. And We've been huge fans of theirs forever, and I think the opportunity just presented itself this year to finally brew a beer together. We've been talking about it forever.
Between the mutual admiration from both sides, and I'm sure, as it always goes, you always talk about getting together to brew a beer. What was the catalyst to finally getting this thing in the can?
I think Chris Kramer was. He just cornered him. Actually, I think it was during San Francisco Beer Week. We had a big group of people from our brewery go up there, and we had a good time at their brewery, and just said, let's just finally do it.
I will say they were super gracious with the whole brew of this. Our 30th anniversary was this year, and they're like, what better time to celebrate, and how better to celebrate than to do a collaboration with you guys for your 30th anniversary? We're fans, you're fans. Let's do something really unique and awesome. And they were just the best to work with through this whole process.
So you probably know the story of how this beer came together. When Carl Strauss and Russian River came together to make this IPA, what was the cause behind
it? We wanted to melt faces. Actually just wanted to produce something that we ourselves would really dig to drink and just put something out that's going to represent both breweries. I mean, there's a lot of pressure to live up to everybody's expectations.
Yeah, we got close to the finish line on this one, and I'm like, did you guys try the beer yet? To the brewers, and they're like, yeah, we tried. Is it good? And they're like, oh, it's really good. I'm like, oh, thank God. Okay, good.
I feel like I'm on a trip down memory lane for some reason. It just tastes like this is essentially
very San Diego, yes, West Coast style IPA.
Yes. There's a nice lingering hoppiness that's there. I like it a lot.
So this is the first time we use how do you pronounce it? The Peyto hop?
Yes.
I think the reason a lot of people ask about the name, they're like, New California IPA, what's that all about? And part of it was this new experimental hop, or new to the market hop, this Peyto hop that is in this beer. And also, I mean, California's been through a lot in the past year with the fires being up by Russian River, yep, and things just going on. We just wanted to kind of not only rediscover what a clean style IPA could do, but just let people run with their imagination and have some fun with this beer.
The one thing, as I'm sitting here drinking this beer, I need food. I want to pair this with, I don't know, it feels like
fish burrito. Thinking fish as well.
I could totally see that going with like a beer batter fish taco with some pico and some cabbage.
I'm gonna go get my car keys.
Can you get me whatever you're getting?
Yeah. We're gonna send Ken down the street to go to Rubio's, and we are gonna come back with a couple of California songs to go with this New California IPA collaboration between Carl Strauss and Russian River. And then next, we're gonna get into something hazy. It's a rock and roll happy hour on Alt 94.9. Ken, this is how I like to start a Labor Day weekend in San Diego, hanging out with our friends from Carl Strauss and drinking some good beer.
That's right. New
California IPA collab just wrapped up. We started off the program with Oktoberfest, and I have seen so many people that have told me so much about this next beer, and I have yet to try it. I'm glad you brought it tonight, Paul, because the Boat Shoes Hazy IPA, to me, it feels like it came out of nowhere, but I mean, you guys have been doing this beer for how long now?
Oh, God. Been like 2 years.
Yeah. Came out of our brew pubs, and we full-scaled it last year and really got behind it at the beginning of this year.
And it seems like this year it has really connected with a lot of people.
We had sort of an internal competition, right, with the different brewers. And, at Strauss, each one of the brewers is assigned to one of the brew pubs, and that's your baby. You go there and you make beer, and they're allowed a lot of latitude. And
sometimes too much, but yeah.
So we kind of said, okay, let's have a little contest internally to see who can brew the best hazy IPA. And I think we had about five or six of them that we brewed internally at different pubs. And this is the winner. This is the one that came out ahead.
Which brew pub did this come out of?
I think this was Forest Ranch. So this one is, obviously hazy, but less crisp and dry than New California. This one has a little mouthfeel. Still super hoppy, aggressively like hopped in your face. But the hops come across a little more tropical and a little more dank.
And it's all balanced because it is so smooth.
It's a smooth ride.
I mean, how many pounds per barrel of oats are you using in this beer?
It's a fair amount. It's in the double digits. And we use a lot of wheat also.
Getting a lot of protein all shook up in there.
Which the protein gives it, it's partially responsible for the haze that we're seeing.
Yeah, this is exactly what I hoped it would be, getting a chance to try this beer. I see what the rage is all about. This is incredibly drinkable, and I can't imagine this is too hot in terms of ABV.
It's like right around 7.
sessionable. There you go.
Yeah. San Diego's sessionable.
Okay, honestly, your session and my session, those are two different sessions, bro.
Hey, it's 7.2. It's in a 16-ounce can. What more could you ask for?
7.
Right. Awesome. I'd like another one.
Let's pour you out another one. And since it's Boat Shoes, let's do a little Yacht Rock. Not the Weezer version, the original Toto version.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Bring it on.
It's Africa on Alt 94.9. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. As always, with our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wainwright and our friends Chad and Paul from Carl Strauss Brewing Company. We've had some amazing beers of theirs tonight. The Bochus Hazy IPA, which could be my favorite new hazy, New California IPA and Oktoberfest. If my fridge was made up of two beers, Oktoberfest and Bochus, I would not be a sad person. Of course, I'm not a sad person anyways. I am a little afraid, though. This beer you poured out,
It
smells like there's some heat in there. It smells like a pepper beer to me.
It definitely smells like
Paul,
a pepper beer.
I don't do heat!
There's no heat, man. Trust me.
Yeah, trust me.
It's a mind F. It smells like it's going to just, like, you know, be super peppery and heat. Like, it's going to just be like habanero or jalapeno.
So all the beers we've had so far are regular packaged beers you can find in cans and bottles.
Yep.
I got a feeling this is probably the first one we're going to try that is a tasting room only, tap only kind of thing.
Correct. Yeah, this comes out of our small batch program. We've got a pretty robust small batch program. Got 10 brew pubs, so we are constantly brewing all sorts of stuff, man. We're just pushing the envelope, and we're allowing brewers to do what they love to do, and that is just create.
I'm sorry.
Your head just went like...
did you see it go around his body?
His head just did the Linda Blair exorcist.
Right, exactly.
Because I just took a sip of this beer, and I completely almost trusted you, and then I committed. And I kept waiting for the heat, and I got green, hatch chili, almost jalapeno, but...
A fruity kind of...
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's what hatch chilies are famous for, right? They've
absolutely
got that fruity earthiness. It's not just sort of the gotcha.
Absolutely. They're kind of like Anaheim chilies, you know, what they make chili rellenos from.
Oh, man.
They've got all that chili flavor, but not a lot of heat.
That is so good.
Brilliant.
Okay. I'm sorry for distrusting you at all when it came to this beer. You're right. There is zero heat.
I've got to give a little bit of a shout out to my friend Scott Blair from Hamilton's. I actually did this beer... I don't know, a couple years ago, because my wife is from New Mexico, Santa Fe High School. She's been pressuring me to do a chili beer forever, and I finally did one a few years ago, and Scott tasted it, and he said, this is the best chili beer I've ever had. And I went, all right, well, that's actually kind of crazy, because that guy's tasted a lot of different beers. And this year, we were kind of going, well, what would we submit to the Great American Beer Festival, which is right around the corner? And one of the marketing guys said, you remember that chili beer? Why don't you brew that again? And I said, okay, why not? So here it is.
It's awesome. Mm-hmm.
We're drinking one of our entries.
Awesome. But,
I hope this wins gold. Old, because I have never had a chili beer that even remotely compares to it. I can't imagine what the brew day is like. I mean, are you out there with the big drum literally roasting the hatch chilies over a propane fire?
Well, yeah, that's kind of how they do it in New Mexico. And
yeah.
Ken can vouch for this. Yeah, they've got great big drums outside like the grocery store, and they're underneath the fire.
The whole town of Las Cruces smells... like that roasting.
But do you roast the chilies yourself before
I used to.
He has people for that now.
I have people for that now.
Excellent.
I let someone else do the roasting. Right.
Yeah, you really have to sort of cover yourself, your eyes, and your mucous membranes, everything, your hands, because it gets in your pores, man. It gets on you.
Hey, you know what? Greatness is pain.
So you can actually kind of taste a little bit of that roast in there, too. I'm actually a little surprised that it came out this good, actually.
I think that's a really good word, surprise.
You know,
to everyone's point, you smell this beer, you're like, oh man, I'm not too sure I want to try this beer. And then you drink it, you're like, what's going on here? I'm very conflicted. This is not what I expected at all.
It's Hatch Green Chilies, man.
We're going to drink some more. We're going to take a break. I've got some chili stuff to go along with this beer. And then we are going to end with, I don't think, something you've ever put in bottles before.
Correct. Yes. First time ever.
We are ending with the most elegant of the elegant beers tonight in the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt 94.9, supported by Senior Grubbies. Now with two locations, the original spot in Carlsbad Village and the new spot in Oceanside. Find them online, eatgrubbies.com. It's Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright, and our guests of honor, whose beer we've been enjoying all night long, Chad and Paul from Carl Strauss. We've had Down the Hatch, which if you go to one of the Carl Strauss brew pubs, start with that beer, drink that beer, put it with some fish tacos, you're going to love it. The Bochus Hazy IPA, we had the New California collaboration. You guys have been big on the collaborations. I know there are other things coming in terms of collab beers, and you guys have a big thing on top of that even, don't you?
We do. We have Collabapalooza coming up in October, and huge fest. We are doing a collaboration with Alesmith that will be ridiculous. So make sure you look out for that one, and make sure you check out Collabapalooza. It is a fantastic fest.
Collabapalooza was voted best beer event in San
two
Diego.
Years in a row.
Yeah. Damn!
2 years in a row!
Look at you. Yeah, there you go.
It's crazy, right? you're going to taste stuff you've never tasted. You got 40 breweries from around San Diego that are collaborating with each other. It's like people were waiting to just brew with each other. And that's, you know, what San Diego's about, man. There's a lot of love between breweries.
It's always been the San Diego beer scene. It harkens back to the original conversation we had at the beginning of your distribution that you guys are doing and the brands you guys are picking up. It really does feed into that. This is San Diego beer. This is what we do. We're all a family.
There it is.
So, amen, brother.
Thank you for that. And we're going to end big. This beer you just poured out, it's in a very ornate bottle.
Called Queen of Tarts. And this is the first time we've ever bottled it. And it's got sort of a crazy cult-like following. This is a beer that kind of started out as an accident for us. Kind of a beautiful accident. I think it was, one of our anniversary beers, probably 10 years ago, maybe. We had put it into bourbon barrels, and we had them scattered throughout our warehouse, and a couple of the barrels just kind of got buried behind a bunch of stuff. I don't even know how or why that happened, but we found them once we moved all the stuff, and we went, I wonder what's in these. And they had been there for, I don't know, over a year and a half maybe, and we tasted it. We got a wine thief and pulled some out. We said, oh my God, this is really good. We like this.
And that's unblended at that point. That's just single barrel.
Yeah. I mean, it had a bunch of bourbon. It had maybe too much bourbon flavor. So we blended it down a little bit. And then Sean Steele said, well, what if we add some Michigan cherries to this?
Yeah.
Tart Michigan cherries.
Be still my beating heart.
And we did. And that kind of made it even better. But because it was kind of an accident, we said, okay, we really need to find a way to replicate the accident. And we did. I mean, we've got some talented people on the team.
And, amen.
I mean, we still ferment this in the same barrels, and we still add. Actually, I think we got lucky the first time we guessed what lactobacillus strain was in there that's going to sour it.
You just guessed? I think
that's well,
I think
beer it. That it was happens. An educated guess. So lactobacillus brevis has tart cherry-like flavors. And we said, this has got to be Brevis because it already has that tart cherry flavor. And then we added the tart Michigan cherries on top of it. And that just made the whole tart cherry thing pop. And then we said, well, we need a catchy name for it. And I think the first name we chose was Cuvée de Carl.
Oh, God.
And then we said, wait a minute.
We don't need another Cuvée de Ego, please.
No.
So we never went with that. And so, plus we love Tommy. And said, well, how about Queen of Tarts? And we were surprised it wasn't taken yet, so we ran with that.
So this bottle right here, has this been released to the public yet?
It has not.
Ooh. When does this get to see general consumption?
Yeah, soon, very soon.
So. Oh, you're going to leave me hanging?
I'm going to leave you hanging. You got to come and follow us on social media to find out all the release details.
So what's the best social media handle to follow you on? Instagram?
Instagram, for sure.
What is it? Carl Strauss?
Carl Strauss Beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like going to favorite that, put that to the top of my timeline because I want a bottle of that for my own stash. Gentlemen.
I think we can arrange that.
Cheers.
I think we probably can. Cheers.
Here's the fantastic beer.
It is awesome.
Keep doing what you do in San Diego. Don't stop believing. And you know what? Since I'm quoting bad songs, let's play some good music. Let's play some Queen for this Queen of Tarts. Good night. We'll see you next week. Happy Labor Day weekend.
Cheers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.